left your kava in the car?
I only had time to eat half of it.
Wow.
Wait,
somebody was at, on my ass.
Cheese and tzatziki, and it's full of all this crap. It's going to be rife with bacteria by the time you go get it now.
Yeah, and eat in the studio?
Well, just like put it in the fridge here. You can't leave that. It's like leaving the Big Mac secret sauce in your trunk for a day. And then you're like,
it's only been less than two, man.
Yeah.
If you see the things I've eaten before.
Dude, oh, you don't know. My roommate in Baltimore goes to Trader Joe's and jumps into the dumpster and back to pull food out.
No.
Yeah. I've eaten some of that shit. Yeah.
No.
One time it gave me really.
I can't look you in the eye anymore, Howard.
One time it gave me really bad nightmares, but it didn't get me sick.
Was it in a bag?
Usually.
Usually.
I don't eat anything that isn't cooked. I'll say that.
You don't do sushi?
Does Trader Joe's have sushi?
From the dumpster at Trader Joe's. I'm not going to eat anything they didn't cook. Because they'll bring
home
veggies.
I was talking with an aristocrat.
Can't you just ask them for that stuff? Like, to hold it for you?
Well, you have to be careful because some of it they give to charity. And he's the guy who, like,
to the hobos who should be eating it.
Yeah, like, he's the guy who has gone and, like, tried to pick up a bag where they have to yell at him, like, hey, don't take that. That's for the soup kitchen.
Does he have a job?
Wow.
Yeah, but no, like you, he enjoys having disposable income, and this is like one of his ways of being able to like just go piss money.
I don't eat garbage.
It's not garbage.
Well, don't be so up on your high horse there, John.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You do throw food away at grocery
There's
stores
an entire
sooner
Seinfeld
than it goes bad.
Based around George being a piece of shit because he ate an eclair out of the trash. Jerry defined the line.
It was on top of a napkin.
Man and bum as such. So they're what, discarding food that's going to...
Well, technically, they're not allowed to sell anymore. So
technically.
Yeah, technically.
So return foods, for example, you can't sell like fresh produce if it's been returned. So that's one thing. Like somebody brings this back, they're like, hey, I didn't like this or whatever. They got to just throw
it away. Hey, I was really drunk and I couldn't find toilet paper, so I wiped with this lettuce instead. Take it back.
Panera Bread apparently throws their quiche out at 10:30. 11:30 on the weekends. Every time I go, I'm too late. They're like, if you call us, we'll hold it for you. I'm like, all I want here
the
is quiche.
Quiche.
It's so
See,
good.
That was made earlier in the day. That I can get. That was like when we worked at the sports station. Good old 106.7.
I made quiche
mention.
All the time and brought it
no,
in.
No, not that. That never lived till I was there. But I would get like 18-hour-old scallops that had been left there since the morning show.
And you lived.
Yeah, I'd eat that. But again, it's same day. There's a difference between like these scallops are rife with bacteria and botulism. Cook them up.
If it
Frank
says,
would
like,
never do you wrong.
So you go to the grocery store, meat has an expiration date, right?
Yeah, it does.
Is it suddenly not edible at that point? That's the day when suddenly you can't eat anymore, right?
I mean.
Is that what the government tells you or is it actually something you could eat?
In my personal fridge, that's when I chuck it.
Like, yeah,
that's when I assume, especially turkey. Turkey, have you ever noticed we'll get like a slime coating to it? Did you have a mini stroke, by the way?
No, I'm just...
Oh, you're staring at his iPad. You actually had a reason. You really, like, if I didn't realize you were staring at an iPad, I would have thought you were a goner.
Oh, do you like my background photo? It's a cat punching a Pomeranian.
That's what? Amazing. Let me see it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it just went off. What did you do?
Oh.
I was just disgusted by all the things we're talking about, as usual.
Let's do the intros before we get too deep, because everyone's going to hear this and be like, where can I hear more of it? It's so good.
Right.
Who is speaking?
Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Howard Flood and good old Arena Davinsky, who's back in town.
I'm back.
Allison will be back again. She has lost her jaw to cancer.
Oh, my God. Stop saying that.
Kind of sad. But they're going to be able to use tapes of the show to program a speak and spell that will
just
sound exactly like her. Well, when she's on air and when she's like making her little sexting calls, her little Voxcoder program she uses, all that, she'll be able to just type into the speak and spell.
Harder.
And it will sound just like her.
I can't even do it.
But again,
what's really going on with
Allison
her?
Allison has lost her jaw to cancer.
Shut up.
I'm just saying it. That's
Stop
what
saying
happened.
That. What really is going on? Is she just, because I'm here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted you on the show.
I was like, really? Is this
She lives
woman?
Like an hour away.
It's pretty far for her to come in. So,
yeah.
It's good for
feel
her.
Feel like having her come in to be a fourth mic. I
Would
just
you believe that it's
off.
Someone inconvenient?
You lost your jaw to cancer.
For her to come in and not get paid to do this show from like West Virginia. So.
No, that couldn't be a thing.
Thank you for flying out for Denver for the handsome pay.
Just for the show. That's right. I heard I was getting a hand job after the show.
Do girls get hand jobs? Do they call it that?
After the penis transplant, of course.
What? It sounds a lot better than getting fingered. Like, let's be real.
Finger banged.
Finger
is the...
blasted is how
finger
it really
finger blasted.
Yeah. When I like to be romantic, I finger blast a woman.
I don't think we finished. It's in papasbasement.com. Go there. For all your finger blasting
you
needs.
You still didn't get that see you next Thursday to sell you the original website?
No, we're getting fucked on the original Papa's Basement and on Twitter. Some piece of shit is sitting on PF Pod, which is the name of the football show we do, pfpod.com. So we can't take at PF Pod. We have to be like Papa Football Podcast. Even I can't fucking remember what it is. It's like his
even I'm an
Twitter
asshole
names.
Because I wanted to do a podcast called Drunk News, where I basically got drunk and did like one of those table things where people sat around, got drunk, and we talked about the news. And like, it's so much funnier when you're drunk. It's pretty sad when you're sober. So this guy emailed me a few weeks ago.
I'm not big on drunk podcasts, by the way, but continue.
He's like, can we buy a Drunk News? By the way, that show, I've listened to it a million times, the Fireball show. And I actually got the Fireball people to listen to it. They loved it. They thought it was hilarious.
Where's our free Fireball?
Hey, where's our sponsorship, yo?
Yeah. Did it go anywhere?
It was a limited supply.
Did this actually go anywhere? Was there any traction? I would love people in power to hear our show.
Yeah, if you give me some fucking business cards, maybe things would happen.
I'll give you a shit ton. Along with the $20, I have to keep some secret on air, which wasn't even a secret. And she's holding $20 of mine ransom. Just give it to me now. I'm not going to mention anything.
No, I don't trust you. I know that's better. That's why he wants his $20 back. He's like, I'll forget about it. No,
I'm just really a cheap piece of shit about money. I don't want to forget the cash.
Once we're out of the studio, those mics are off. You can have it back.
Okay, I'm writing a note right now. Part of my outline is don't forget the $20. Show two is listed as Howard's freaking roommate. Don't forget the $20 arena has. All right, yeah. Go to the site. Every Monday, every Thursday, you're going to get a new episode of the show, approximately an hour long, give or take. And there's also my writing there. Every Friday, I make fun of the movies coming out. And I actually have a new article.
That is good reading.
Thank you.
That is good
reading. A bunch of people enjoy that one. It seems to be a hit.
What is the title of that piece?
I think Reviewing Movies I Haven't Seen.
Yes.
It's a it's bit I stole from Don Geronimo.
Have you done a review yet?
May he rest
12...
in Sacramento.
No, he's back.
No, he's not.
He's ISDNing in.
Oh.
Well, no, he was. I thought he was doing the nighttime show, but then like Kevin from Kevin and Rock posted on Facebook he was doing a 7 p.m. show. Was it
really?
Was Don indisposed or his ass gone already?
Well,
or what?
Rock like left. He's doing his own thing. He
Don
unfriended
me on Facebook, so I don't really.
Oh, man. Brutal.
Well, I think he was at his like 5,000 friends right. max. He had like an actual personal page, and it's not like we ever talked to each other once. So.
Man, I grew up listening to them. I love them so
much.
Oh,
yeah. When I got on, when he came back, I emailed CK, who like seemed all keen about either getting me back to the studio or finding work for me in New York. And I was like, CK, what's up?
Let him do
Don
someone
Geronimo.
Else a favor.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even hear back. So I guess I am just the fucking turd on the doorstep at this point.
No, the turd is inside the building in the head office.
That is what it is. You know, I thought I was cooler with the guy than that.
Hey, as excellent as our national audience appreciates
international
your discussion.
We have Canadian listeners and a couple Norse ones, according to the downloads.
But as interesting as the in-office drama at
I know,
like,
I
DC's
know.
Shitty sports
it
radio
is,
show.
It is. People have their own personal dramas. You're acting like
this is
people,
our therapy.
Well, no, all you're right, acting. Well, first of all, fair. Yeah, that. But second of all, you're acting like people abroad don't have little office bullshit. They'll relate. The more specific you are, the more people can relate to it. Unless you're like
right.
a fucking
like,
pedophile.
Tim, my
like,
manager,
oh,
is a douche too.
She put on those galoshes and she had on her little Barney underwear. Then you just sound like a fucking freak.
But this is why we have Howard here to reel things in.
Yeah,
I gotta reel it in a little.
Universal themes.
You're dropping a way too many names. I'm just saying. Keep us in the loop. We had Don Geronimo, and then I lost you guys because you're just all
right. Don Geronimo.
By the way, I'm enjoying
a,
your Cosby sweater.
Yeah, what the hell's up with that, Theo?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I definitely bought this at K&G because I like shopping where black people do.
He
This is actually from the Steve Harvey line. I'm not even kidding.
I was going to say, you look like fucking Kadeem Hardison, like 91.
Are you going to an NBA draft later?
No, I'm just going to Baltimore. This is where I live. This is why, like, people in the hood accept me.
I want a cannoli being in Baltimore.
You look like a black dude who's like 45 and he's seen some shit, but now he's just working a 9-to-5. And he walks by and he's like, come on, young brother, get your act together. Every time he sees someone like on the curb. Like, he's done a lot of living in those 45 years. That's you, just some black slacks, this black striped sweater. It's just a series of like, gold.
He's wearing cargo pants.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing.
No, I'm saying he needs.
That's my lesbian cargo.
The black guy would be in the black slacks. He would at least coordinate and do a slimming thing. Howard just got it on. Like Howard would fucking put on that sweater and then a bath towel at the bottom. Just like his grin, just pulled away. I can shit wherever. That also doubles as a Will impression, I guess. Yeah, I don't know where you got that thing, man.
How is your brother?
Will, he's all right. He's not on the show really anymore.
Was he ever?
He was regularly for a while, I guess. By the time you were on, you and Howard were kind of the replacement I had for him and Veronica.
Hey, you, yeah, those shows were interesting. Their dynamic was just a tense one. Wow.
They bang?
No, not to my knowledge. I just think Will apparently heaped abuse on her or something. To me, it sounded pretty acceptable. But looking back, I think that's more because I grew up in a very weird household.
There was definitely
just
a,
being mean to her.
A clear, yeah, there was definitely a clear difference between Veronica episodes without Will and Veronica episodes with Will.
Well, I think she probably felt trod upon with him there. I think anyone who was in studio with the two of us, we would just go at each other in a fun way. And
he did not like her, man. He does not
no,
like
he,
her.
No, dude, are you kidding me? What he posts on her Facebook, it's so kiss-assy and sweet.
Oh, is it now? I guess he must have flipped the script then.
Well, no,
huh?
This is how my brother shows affection, I guess.
Like, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
He can he can abuse like a champ.
This is
I'll
true.
Put it that way.
This is true.
I don't...
I do remember your 30th like, birthday party,
we,
so...
Yeah, we listened to a lot of like Opie and Anthony, and before that we were huge Stern fans, so it's like not a big deal for us to see... people being brutal, to hear people being brutal to each other on air, and then the mics go off and we figure like that's just it.
I've been chilling with cool. I've been chilling with your family since fifth grade, so yeah. I've kind of grown accustomed
I
to that lifestyle.
If someone hasn't come, not even from that lifestyle though, just taking a lot of like raunchy hard talk radio, I think if someone's not used to that, you know, they're listening to the fucking Kane show on the way in.
Oh god, that's horrible.
Yeah, but they're not going to see how someone taking a fucking hour-long deuce on them on air, and then the mics go off. It's like, oh, hey, want to go get something to eat? They're just right. They're still in shock.
That's true.
DC radio in general has been terrible since I came back.
I mean, but radio period
is,
since...
Elliot in the Morning is still good-ish.
It's not bad-ish.
Yeah, if I had to pick anything, like... I had to, there was everything I had to listen to for hours, it would be that.
I listen, I've had Sirius for years.
Yeah.
Since back
Howard,
when I worked for them. I don't even listen. Yeah, I do Opie and Anthony. I don't do Howard anymore. I tapped out on that. That guy has like literally more time off in the summer than a grade school kid. It's fucking insane.
Well, he's got all those episodes of America's Got Talent to film, right?
He just bought like a $40 million mansion in Florida.
Hey, the money he has. The money that dude has, man. It is stupid. No,
he's still awesome.
I don't find him that funny, especially you compare Opie and Anthony are still like angry and vibrant and they want to climb the mountain to some extent. Even if they're close to the top, they've got Howard on top of them in their own company. They're getting treated like shit because of it. And you can tell there's still some hunger there. Whereas Howard is just at the top. Are you guys like playing footsie right now?
No, I was trying to rest my foot on his
chair.
I thought
you were...
apparently he had to let me know that was not okay.
I was like,
that's some stranger danger shit right there.
Are you trying to kick the chair to let me know to like intercede in this conversation?
No.
I wasn't sure.
No, can I all put right. my foot back?
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Sorry.
I got big old
once upon a time that
on.
Used to be your signal to be to like interrupt John.
Pull out your beanbag. Oh, yes. there's a signal.
We had an alliance.
Oh, no.
Well, on this side of the table, sometimes it's like, damn it. Come on, John.
I mean, you have to let us know that you're fucking updating your Facebook. Oh, you guys keep
I can't.
Talking.
We don't have a
signal.
No,
you guys keep talking. I'm updating my Facebook. I'm not having an aneurysm.
I think the listener gets scared and confused if my voice isn't heard every 3 seconds on average.
I think they're grateful that they're hearing something entertaining. Aren't you happy I'm back?
No. Well, I should have brought you and Joel Goldstein in, just two Jews shitting all over me. You guys love that shtick.
Oh, hey, I was going to ask you about Will. So did you guys ever do a follow-up show on his Halloween show?
What? Where he performed live at Halloween? I think he was opening for Black Veil Brides.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in, his band, by the way, is Gray Sky Eternal.
If they're doing pretty good, huh?
They're doing all right. If you've ever wondered who does all the intro songs for either Papa's Football Podcast or Papa's Basement, it is Gray Sky Eternal, my brother's band. And that's not like me promoting some garage act. They have real producers and real,
check them out on iTunes.
I want to say real albums cut, but that makes it sound like he's like from 97. They're on iTunes. That's what you say now.
Just listen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Demo on iTunes. Like, it's very clear. Actually, like, you can hear it in the intro of this show and the other one. It's good shit. Stop texting.
Did you want us to let people know that you're texting right now?
You're such a dirty piece.
Don't worry. He is just texting.
Hey, Will, we're trying to like pimp your shit out and your brother doesn't even give a half shit.
I give a quarter to a third of a nugget. He's on iTunes. I need to be a good brother and download the album myself, to be honest.
Wow.
Dude, I do nothing on iTunes. I bought the new Carcass album. I bought the new Black Sabbath. I don't think I've made it through either. I just don't do music anymore.
The new Britney Spears, that came out yesterday.
Did it? I don't care either.
I normally don't know this stuff, thank goodness.
It's so foreign to me. I guess, what is her market now? It's just, does she appeal to young people at all? Or I get the feeling she just milks people my age who remember when they were like 18 and enjoyed her.
I mean, her beats are still good, but
are they fat?
I bought her last CD
with
actually,
a pH?
Because it's a good workout CD. And
oh, interesting.
Like a physical CD.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. I bought her on iTunes.
iTunes, okay.
Let's not get crazy.
Yeah, I know. You looked at me like, what the shit are you talking about?
That might be the last good thing about Apple is iTunes because it's a double-edged sword.
It's a double-edged sword.
Well, I got that iCloud
storage.
Yeah,
same with podcasting. It used to mean something when you fought your way onto having a radio show. And now any asshole can do a podcast.
With an iPhone.
Yeah, and the problem is, though, that there's like 6 million podcasts out there. Most of them are garbage. I think... It drives me nuts. You'll see so many promoted podcasts. It's like, this is our fourth episode, and you're supposed to care. It's like, Tim's back in studio. So who the fuck is Tim? You've done 4 episodes. You've established nothing, you horse's ass. This is episode 352 of Papa's Basement.
We've put tons of blood, sweat, and semen into this
That's a lot of years of show at that point.
You started 07, right?
Yeah, we cracked 6 years back in August. So we're almost like 6.5 years, man.
Sorry, I just...
We're never giving up.
It'll keep going. I don't care.
Hey, when this thing goes national, I'm back.
We are national. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, when we start making money.
There. That's the rub.
We need to get pimped out. I think that Thomas Block character who says he listens. We'll find out. Tom Block, if you can make us some money.
He does sports, man.
He doesn't do sports.
What, talk radio?
Yeah, this show? I don't know. I like this show, but this is not for the sports audience. This is more for the, when I'm not looking at internet porn, I need something
to make me laugh. This is exactly for the sports audience. The way they segued every CBS Guy Talk station into sports talk, you think that's because there was going to be a radical demo shift? Obviously, Guy Talk and sports have a huge overlap.
Yeah. It's just, it's a pretty specific subset of Guy Talk. Because there's a lot of dudes I know who just don't give a shit about sports. I mean, you care about the NFL.
The
That's basically it, right?
There's so many better sports.
Yeah, NBA would be second place, actually.
NBA is second? Interesting.
NHL is my number one now.
Really? Really?
So much better.
You're an Avalanche fan now, aren't you?
Well, my very good friend's an Avalanche reporter.
Why, you want
so
a team that
a
will
games.
Not break your heart in the postseason?
Yeah, right? Actually, my new uncle, he owns a hockey team, and they just played in Florida, and then we went to...
Uncle Leonsis.
A lot of the guys on his team are ex-Caps players, and we were talking about the Caps, and I was, like, all, like, hating on them. And they're like, you need to just be a little nicer. They're like, they're your home team and stuff. And I was like, I used to love them for so long, but, you know, there's only so much you could take, like, in pain. And then when they're, like, gloating and just... I don't know. I think that's what drives me nuts about all athletes is like, like RG3 and all these commercials. Like, who the fuck cares you're in a commercial? Go play some fucking football.
The only thing I want to hear out of RG3 or like hear about him is A, he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or B, like some other blonde who's like, here he is sending me dick pics on his wedding day. That's it.
You know, I love Graham Paulson. Like, I would blow
him. GHP's the fucking best.
But, but he pissed me off the other day because he wrote, everybody just wants a dynasty in one day. I was like, are you kidding me? In one season. That's what he said, in one season. I was like, we've been waiting, what, 20-something years?
Well, I think the current regime is, you would say, starts with RG3, so it's 2 years now. So I get where he's coming from. He's saying, like, folks, maybe 5 years from now, we can
maybe
win something.
Maybe if we didn't have our quarterback replaced every 3 months.
Well, we haven't right now. It's a thing.
Dan Snyder, it's a quarterback, not a set of tires. You don't have to rotate him all the time.
How are you driving every 3 months for tires? Come now.
It was a joke, okay?
Oil change. There we go.
Whatever.
Well, if you're going to make the joke about temporality, you need something in the same realm
Jesus.
Of time.
Are you fucking kidding
wow.
me?
I'll do this on the chalkboard. I'll
hey,
tell you what makes a joke work.
Yeah, I thought we created like a football show for a reason.
That's right. He yeah. shot us down. We can talk about Fit Mom. Let's talk about Fit Mom. Fit Mom plays on Papa's Basement. Not this football talk.
I don't know what that is, but I'm about to Fit Mom gag Howard over here. Stop cutting us off.
I think that's a great
Whoa,
thing.
Oh, Howard, have you been working out?
I do sometimes.
Go. This is some guns.
Has he got a gun?
He's got a gun.
A gun.
Two tickets to the gun show.
Bam, bam. Under your Cosby sweater.
All right, talk about <would've known. laughs> Tell me more about your Fit Mom.
Fit Mom, man. This has been making the rounds the last like week or so. This broad, I guess she's half Asian looking at her.
I think
you're
talking about she's on the moms about not being fit.
I don't know. She's just some
fucking... But that's what's wrong with our country.
There, take a gander at this broad. She looks kind of exotic. I don't know what the hell she is.
I wonder who that is.
Okay. She's some, what, a fitness blogger maybe or some shit?
Yeah.
She's like a 33-year-old chick.
She used to be not fit, and then she changed her life.
Yeah, and there's a picture of a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, and an 8-month-old underneath her. I guess she had them. She didn't steal them.
She just birthed that 8-month-old and
yeah,
then took
and
the
she's
picture.
She's got the washboard abs, pretty face, okay jugs, I guess. And
Mom jugs.
She's all, yeah, well, we're going to get to that in a second.
And
but
she's
yeah, you kind of
polluted the human race with her mongrel half-breed children.
Of course, exactly.
Oh, my God.
That hidden brown DNA trickling in.
I got her back because we're a bunch of fat pieces of shit here. Like, nobody wants to work out. Everybody wants to go eat McDonald's and be like, oh, please, I need a quick fix. Like,
yeah, she's all fit. And it's the picture's captioned, what's your excuse? And it's ignited, I guess, in the fat pig community, a firestorm of protest. And they're like, I guess they're coming at her with a litany
a
of excuses.
Problem.
Yeah, I have tons of excuses. I work so. I like how everyone fat is Jewish. By the way, my thyroid's acting. Yeah. I work very hard. My practice. I just founded it. No, it drives me. Look, everyone knows where I'm going to come from on this. I don't know if you guys are going to have a different take. Why is it we always have to apologize to the lowest common denominator in this goddamn country? Like, why can't we say this is someone who should be respected for the
yeah.
fucking work they've put into this? She's not saying I did jack shit for this. This is not some skinny bitch who's got that weird DNA where she can, like, brush her teeth with Krispy Kreme and, like, go to bed weighing 98 pounds every night. She worked her ass off for this, especially according to you. You know who the fuck she is. I guess. Do you, Arena?
Well, yeah.
You know her story?
I mean, I go to a lot of health conventions. And
okay, so she used to be a big fat pig, and now she's not. She
No, she was
it.
Never like...
She was sloppy,
like,
though.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Sloppy. Yeah, thanks, John. You're doing a really good job here. Like,
she used to be sloppy, now she's not. She's all taut now. What do you
so
want
So this
me to
country
say?
Is 67% sloppy, you're saying?
Yeah, we're fucking gross. We are a fat, stupid country. We're something like... 18th, 20th, and like all academic categories now.
You're being nice there.
You're
I think we're 40th.
All the weird countries beat us out. Anything that ends in an area.
Bulgaria. We're sending all our charity money there. It's like, that's what's going
on. I
don't
think they get us. Fucking the Akistans are getting us now. Turkmenistan probably beats us on spelling. We're a fucking
They
country
take time
of fat
off from beating
idiots.
Their women to beat us in spelling.
Yeah, and yet everyone's still like, go America. This is why America's going down the tubes, because a bunch of fat pieces of shit think it's wrong this broad is putting out an example. And again, she's not saying you have to do this. She's putting it out there for people who want to get fit, and they're going to put this on their wall and be like, she's right. What is my fucking excuse? She did it. So can I.
True.
And here we're treating her like something to be beat up and shit on because what? She did something?
Because who writes all the articles?
Yeah, fatsos in front of their keyboards like me.
I don't know. Actually, I got a problem with it just because it sounds like
Asian.
No, it sounds like a ton. No, like I should be behind her for like creating more me's in the world, right? But no, yeah. My
more
biggest problem is yeah. Yeah, that's always a welcome thing, if you ask me. However, I do not welcome like what appears to be a taunt. I don't think that's how she thought it sounded when she created it, but you know, things
even
look different.
Even if it sounds
in
like
print.
A taunt, get some thicker skin, you fucking pachyderms. I swear, it drives me nuts, man. And you know something else? Here, if you want to keep real, no one wants to fuck a mom fit or otherwise. How's that? Yeah. You big fatso, you're in the same boat as her because no one wants her wrecked box.
How do you know? Maybe she's Botoxed that box.
Maybe she's like, yeah, Kegeled the shit out of it. Maybe
she probably does. When she does her curls, she probably Kegels.
But you know who's hotter than this
I'm
woman?
I'm Kegeling right
this
now.
This woman minus the kids. I mean, look, if we're gonna light
but
some
so
fire on
should
it.
Should we just not have kids anymore? Is that what you're saying? Everyone should stop breeding?
I'm just saying, if these pieces of shit want to feel a sense of unity with her, how about most guys don't want to fuck either of them because kids fucking suck?
Okay, what about the fat piece of shit 20-year-old that actually hasn't had kids yet?
No one wants to bang her either.
Okay.
Wait, what did you...
That's what I'm saying.
You
like,
prove gross girls
just
because
she has kids, like...
Well, I'm saying kids suck in terms of being sexy. They're never fun.
For you.
No.
High moral compass John over here.
Well, I'm supposed to want to bang chicks with kids? They suck.
Oh, my God.
Who wants to deal with kids, man?
It does really change your dating life. Like, I did meet a guy recently who, I mean, he's dating a girl that, like, his friends give him a ton of shit because, like, sometimes he can't go out with the boys drinking. There's a guy in his 20s because, like, he's with the chick on a night that she can't get a sitter.
Well, maybe he shouldn't date a chick with kids. Or
exactly.
Or Jesus
that's
fucking Christ.
No, that's his choice. I'm not saying go
that's
date.
That's my choice.
I mean, what's he supposed to tell his friends when, like, hey, you want to go drink? It's like, can't. Not even my kid. It's not even his kid. You
maybe,
know what I mean? That's
maybe,
the problem.
Well, he could if he wanted to. It's not like she's making him stay at home with her. He but wants to go spend
time with
her.
Oh, he knows
what
bullshit.
Her.
And here's another picture, by the way. This
maybe
is
he should grow set.
Caroline Berg Eriksson. She's a writer of Norway's biggest fitness blog and the wife of one of their football players. Look at this hot. This is 4 days after she popped out a kid. Yeah, the fag football, as I call it.
Again, they make way more money than our football players.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, it depends. No, like, their contracts are worth more, but a lot of those go to the teams. Like, the transfer fees, that doesn't go to the players.
Oh, that's true. They're almost like property. It's weird. They get loaned out. Like, Beckham was just pimped out for a year to the LA Galaxy.
Yeah. Not all those guys see that money.
Beckham might be starting a soccer team in Miami with LeBron.
Okay.
There's actually a lot of Brazilians in Miami, so it could succeed.
You mean Cubans?
There's a lot of
Cubans aren't really into soccer. That's not their sport, man. They're baseball aficionados.
There's a lot of Russians and Jews and Europeans in general in Miami.
Because, yeah, they just had Brazil host Honduras down there in a friendly match. It did pretty well. Like, soccer actually could pick up in Miami, and it's not going to be the Cubans who really go. So.
Not so many Asians down there, actually.
Where, Miami?
I think it's because of the high cost of living.
I don't know, actually.
Shit ton in this area. I don't know. What's the difference?
Are you kidding? In our immediate area? This is like fucking Little Seoul, man.
Yeah, no.
Well, this place, people want to be miserable. Miami, people want to be happy.
I know nothing about Miami. It just seems like a very expensive place where you see drug money cars go by. That's always what I read.
I like to
Miami.
Think of it of
it's an amazing place.
It's the intersection of L.A. with New York. That's how I like to think of Miami. It's kind of got elements.
Where are you driving through?
No, as far as...
His GPS is bad as yours.
What, do you have Apple Maps?
You have like the nice weather and the flakiness from the West Coast, but there's still more of a East Coast
an
attitude.
Edge, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you a bit.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying now.
That's kind of how...
Makes a lot more sense.
I feel like people from Miami have an ability to get by in either of those two places. They could go to L.A., they could go to New York, and they wouldn't have like the visceral reaction that people from New York have to L.A. and vice versa. I think Miami folks could actually deal with either big city, whereas those two seem to have this weird rivalry.
Well, in L.A., it's a lot more laid back. In New York, it's like a lot more uptight.
Yeah.
So I think people from Miami actually do have kind of a hard time going there.
They to just, which one?
To slow down to LA.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's true.
Because they're a lot alike. And, but actually, Miami, you can actually go to the beach. LA, you don't want to go to the beach. There's sharks and it's freezing all the time.
It's just a surfing thing, right? Their waters, you, like you said.
Yeah, but like Oceanside, it's right between San Diego and LA. Actually, Ivan Carter just moved there and he surfs all the time now.
Oh, really? Who's that?
Is he a working?
He used to work at Comcast until they canceled their show with Brian Mitchell.
I just added him on Facebook because it said like I had 38 mutual friends. And at that point, I'm like, no one's going to say no to this.
He said no, right?
No, we're cool.
Oh, cool.
He's very nice.
Well, apparently, because he accepted my friend request. The barometer cool. for someone's so soul in you. My book.
That's good, man.
No, I never met him.
Oh, really? All right, yeah. Never mind. No, it's just but is he working out there now or what?
He's doing something different. He's not in sports anymore.
Oh,
he
cool.
He said he didn't like the stress of it. And
you going to hang out with him if you go out there for a bit?
I just did. I was just out there and met up with him.
Oh,
one
neat.
Day. Yeah.
Well, very captivating cool. as this is.
Hey, Ivan Carter is a TV celebrity in D.C. What? No. I used to watch his show. I really like this show. I don't know him. You guys apparently do. I like this show. I'm sorry. So I kind of miss the guy. I miss you, Ivan.
I don't think he listens to this show. But
damn.
Really? Well, one of you could take this episode, post it on his Facebook wall. Him. Not this guy. I don't want to get freshly unfriended.
Can we get back? Do I have to reel shit in now? Like, can we get back to the... I like the show because I can get all my cursing out before I go sit in... traffic for
sitting
3
what?
Hours.
Amish church? You have to get the cursing out before traffic? I mean, that's where I do it.
Yeah.
I just want to murder people then. Can't fucking stand this area.
We got so much prep. It's funny. Speaking of racial prejudice, which seems to be the theme of the show, it's literally the iTunes subtitle for it. Did you hear about the white teen dancer taken from like two black legal guardians she was with?
Yeah, because I posted on Facebook and then Howard shared it.
So. Okay, so you guys both know this one. I know
that blew up on my wall. Did that blow up on your wall?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, not that on was mine. Crazy.
Not like, on mine. In fact, on mine, it was just like, look at them getting on the police's case about this. They were just doing their jobs. That was the subtitle.
Well, what's great is I lived in Texas, and one of my friends is in Houston now, and one of the ongoing issues they have with Houston PD is, you know, there's enough complaints. People are saying, well, you know what? Plenty of police departments are now sticking a camera in every police car, so we don't have these issues come up. You can just look at the camera.
Oh, they did an experiment. I think for a time, I forgot what damn city. I don't even know if it was in this country, to be honest, but they shoved a Google Glass-esque camera on each cop, and complaints of brutality went down like 90%. Suddenly the cops were really nice and helpful.
Yeah. So, shocker. I mean, it's...
You mean doing their job? What?
Houston PD, just won't buy. They won't budge because they really do want to be able to violate people's civil rights. I mean, Harris County, Texas, executes more people than any other state in the U.S. So forget
Houston
Texas kills more people than everybody else. But Virginia's usually like second
number
in executions.
Two, I know. But we're so far behind.
But if you took Harris County out of Texas and made it a separate state, it would be second in the United States for executions per year. Like, they really, really, really like criminal justice law enforcement.
No kidding. When do we get to flush Texas into the fucking toilet?
Well, they want
to
go.
When do we just get to say, Mexico, you get our back? Enjoy. We
Weren't
fucked
they their
up
own
here.
Country?
They want to be their own again, it sounds like. Rick Let Perry's
them.
Going around to different states
I think
recruiting
they vote,
businesses
they
to move
literally
there,
so. Vote like every 2 years or 4 years whether or not to stay in the union.
It's not
except
that
for Austin.
Bad.
Austin's awesome.
And it's not like the weirdest, biggest margin, like 95% to 5%. It's
Get
usually
out.
A much closer vote.
You are making this up.
I am not.
This never happens.
They vote on secession. I was told that by Matt Ganoza, and I thought it was a fact, and now I'm not going to back down now that I said it on the air.
Who?
My buddy Matt. I don't know.
Name dropping.
No, just a dude. No.
I think there are two states that have like a clause that allow them to secede, and I don't think Texas is one of them. Hawaii's one, because obviously we like conquered it.
We stole it.
We conquered it because it was in the middle of the ocean.
Queen
not Waka doing
Waku or whoever the hell we took
We're
it
like,
from.
Oh, this place looks like it needs to be fucked
Actually,
up.
That might be the only state. I don't know if any other state has like the ability to like get back out.
Well,
I guess Puerto Rico technically has a way to get out too.
Is Puerto Rico
that's not
still
state,
part of us? Because I heard they're having to sell their daughters to like be able to
they,
eat?
They, I heard, voted to become a state, and then it quietly disappeared from the news cycle. Hmm. So I think the current United States, the current 50, said, we actually don't want you right now.
Did we put like a dictator in there and kill the leftist government as we are wont to do?
I'm moving to Canada. Fuck this shithole.
Oh, Canada's great. I miss that place so much.
Why did I come back here again?
I don't know.
Both of you have like flown the coop and have come back at least briefly. I don't know any better. I'm stupid.
I just came back because it's my dad's 60th in a few days, and I had 10 weddings to go to recently.
Are they okay with the fact you've abandoned them and no longer love them?
No, I still love them. I just spent 2 weeks straight with them. Like,
I think that I get the impression, Irina, that you and the folks are going to be much happier when you all get to spend a lot of time in Miami together.
Yeah, we get along just fine.
Okay.
It's just this place.
Yeah.
I think like people totally understand when you're like, I'm really tired of it. I got to go. Because I've done it several times. So.
This place sucks so hard.
We could do this show over and over. We've done that show a million times. Let's just get to an actual example of racism. Because things I say on the show, that's not real racism. And all the light examples they bust out, that isn't real racism. Here's real racism. When a 13-year-old white hip-hop girl dancer thing, she's out at like 3 a.m. with two black dudes who are her instructors, her hip-hop dance instructors.
Okay, can I actually tell the real story?
Sure,
because you're trying to twist it and make it sound like they're doing something wrong.
No, I wasn't. I was saying that's like what happened.
They just drive 11 hours to this event.
Yeah, and they stopped at like a service station at like 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah, her parents signed a form.
It was a notarized letter.
Yeah, that they were the guardians for her for this trip.
Hold on a sec. I have to go and get an Xbox from outside. It's my friend's Christmas present.
Okay, awesome.
It's getting delivered. Stay put. Okay. We're going to pause the show and we'll come right back and recapture what happened to young white girl and two black guardians.
Does she...
Back to your story. What did she what? We can talk.
No.
Are we recording yet?
We're recording right now. I want you to tell the story about
the girl,
the white kid,
the 13-year girl.
Because apparently
parents...
I'm wicked, even though I just bought an Xbox off of a Howard student. So I've done more for the black community than either of you at this point. But
all right, you earned that laugh. You earned that little
Thank
chuckle.
You.
So this girl, her dance instructors are two black guys because white people can dance. Let's be real.
This is true. This is just true. Let's move on. But
so
it's true.
Her parents in Oklahoma probably saw it fit to have a notarized letter sent with her that they had the guardianship of her for the weekend going to Texas.
Which, again, is already like a cover your ass move because I guess legally they should have that? Or
yeah, I don't think...
Is the logic these dudes are going to get hassled, they should have this, or
It's strong evidence that they have legit permission to...
Okay.
Yeah. That they've been trusted. So.
They were on their way to the hotel, they got lost, and I guess the gas station was closed or something, so they...
I didn't read that part, yeah.
They just pulled over to sleep in the car.
Sounds like you know it inside and out, by the way.
They pulled over to sleep in the car... And they woke up to the cops tapping on the window and then pulled the two black guys out of the car, the guardians, and took the girl and took her to Child Protective Services. And they were finally released her 9 hours later or something. And the mom was really pissed because she's like, I sent her with this letter. I trust these people. I know these people. And you're like, you made her miss an opportunity of a lifetime. And now she was with... People I didn't know or give permission for her to be with for 9 hours.
You're missing the juicy stuff, though. One, she misses her stupid dance competition, which I'm sorry, dance is dumb. You're not curing cancer.
Said the white guy.
You're not
the
making
white guy
laughter.
That does no
all I do
nobles.
All I do is heal the world twice a week with this show. What would I know? Here's the good
Father
part.
Father Teresa over there.
The chick is crying hysterically, I guess. This is almost like the Searchers when they take Natalie Wood away from the engines. That's a great reference. Two people out there are going to get it and fucking go nuts.
Natalie Wood has been dead for 80 years.
Oh, she has, but she was alive and on film at one point. So this little white girl's crying her eyes out because the black guys are in the cop car. And she's like, I want to call mommy or whatever a 13-year-old sounds like. That's like a 6-year-old, I think. So they give her the phone and the cop goes, if you want to hear racism. Again, this is racism, people. People like to think I want to pretend.
What
it
do
doesn't
the cops
exist.
Say?
He gets on the phone and says, "Are you aware your daughter's in Houston, Texas with two black men?" And I say, "Yes, I'm aware of that." This is the mom talking. Then he started mumbling stuff about my parenting, why I would let her do that. And then he proceeded to tell me the people that she was with were intoxicated or something like that. So he's pretty much lying through his teeth. And he's like, "Why are you letting your white daughter around these blackies?"
Oh, man.
So wait, yeah. He made that up?
Well, yeah, I guess he's just like, "Well, they're loaded." Which maybe they were groggy from driving 13 hours and passing out.
Did they give them like any sort of breathalyzer? I would
you don't
sue
have
the
to.
Fuck out of the Houston Police Department.
Well, I'm sure they'll get hit for something.
We'll see what happens. I mean, it'll be interesting to see if the guys really push it because, you know, they want to make an example out of Houston, which I would appreciate, to be honest.
Yes,
but
that place is a shithole.
So we'll see what they do. They might just take a settlement, which, I mean, will be good for them personally, but it doesn't really fix the problems of Houston police being Houston police.
Why can't this be that boy that got shot by George Zimmerman kind of thing? Like,
you wanted the little white girl shot?
What
she
was
didn't
his name?
Do anything.
No. Wow. I mean, like, that became like a national thing about how we're racist. We're all racist.
Well, first,
blah, blah,
it
blah.
Sounds like Trayvon Martin's story
Trayvon
shook
Martin,
you to your core.
That's his
Continue.
Name. I couldn't remember because I feel so bad for his parents that George Zimmerman guy is in the news all the time. Like, does it have to be national headlines?
I'm
going to
say this right now. As much as George Zimmerman is a piece of shit,
yeah,
and I think we can all agree on that, and I'm going to say I think he obviously stirred the hornet's nest that got that kid shot. Everyone seems to forget that Trayvon did beat the shit out of the dude.
Well, I wouldn't say beat the shit.
Well, just started wailing on him or something.
You know,
and I'm not saying that.
Well, who started it?
But legally, that doesn't matter, really.
Really?
Legally.
To my knowledge.
That's not a stand your ground issue. Although stand your ground ultimately
escalated
wasn't.
It physically, then you can drop someone. So, like, legally, I think it's like,
you can't
Trayvon
just punch somebody. No, you can't just, like, punch somebody and then shoot them. Well, that guy punched me so I could shoot him. It
can
has to
not?
Be to the
know.
Threat of actually.
Well, that's the thing. I'm just saying legally, George Zimmerman could. That's what's weird about the legal system.
I think what
Zimmerman
really
could be like, I was in fear of my life. And at that point, he gets.
That's, no, it, that doesn't work that way unless there's, like, reasonable proof.
I mean, that's what it seemed to happen down there.
If you got,
okay,
if you got punched in somebody. Yeah.
Hold on, Joy Behar and Barbara Walters. What ultimately got him released was there was 50 witnesses that said Trayvon Martin was beating his head into the curb.
No, it was actually the expert witness that the defense brought on who was excellent. I mean, there's nothing you could do against him because the state expert just didn't do as good a job as the defense expert. So he made a much more persuasive case.
What the fuck is an expert witness? Is that a witness that was actually there or someone that
No, but they looked at the forensic evidence of what medical records showed the injuries to George was, what the medical evidence of, like, what had happened to Trayvon leading up to the point where he was shot, etc. So there's an actual possibility, according to some accounts, that it wasn't a situation he should have been afraid for his life. Where it's just like the kid was just kind of hitting you. It's not really like as serious as
yeah.
he alleged.
No, dude.
So he should have gotten sentenced. Is that what you're saying?
I think
it's tough on the evidence in the court.
If people were just watching this from afar, they would see a guy who had gun balls, as we'll call it, and he agitated. He tangled with this kid, and the kid fought him. And I don't think he was really in fear for his life. I think he's a fat piece of fearful shit.
I mean,
and so anyone tangling with him, he's like, "This guy's trying to kill me." But legally, I don't know if there's enough to put him away. That's all I'm saying. And I think just saying things of that nature gets you branded a
racist.
Bottom
line, that,
like,
kid,
yeah.
that kid lives in that neighborhood, and he did belong there.
He did, yeah.
He should have left
and
him
the
alone.
Other guy was like, he's black and has a hoodie and other
I don't
people.
Think the,
and
okay.
he stalked him. He stalked
yeah.
the kid through a neighborhood and then
yeah,
confronted
did.
Him in order to create a violent incident.
Exactly.
That's not cool.
That is the bottom
it
line.
Isn't. Can we agree on that? What happened to Trayvon Martin? Very not.
I just
all right,
think it's
that
at least
already
manslaughter.
Decomposing. Let's let him rest.
Oh,
let's
dear.
Move on.
I don't
it's
like
at least
that
manslaughter.
Sort of
it's not. It's at least manslaughter, in my opinion. So
I'm with you. I'm just.
You should go to prison for that.
I'm with you on all these things. I just, again, the case wasn't really made all that well, man. You can't go for, like, murder. You can't go for the big
it's
enchilada.
It's hard to second guess how the prosecution handled it, but they definitely didn't have as good a witness. They weren't ready for the defense having a solid one. So,
all right. So we wanted to relay that story about the white kid because, again, that's actual racism, people. It does exist. Just don't. It cheapens what happens in that situation when people cry racism wolf in every situation. You get what I'm saying?
So let's go back to, this is not a football story,
for when it actually happens.
Let's talk about Richie Incognito.
Sure.
Calling Jonathan Martin a half N-word.
His friend?
In a text.
His
yeah.
friend, the same way I call you a half chink right now on
right.
the air.
Yeah.
That's not even accurate.
Exactly. He's half Korean.
Thank you.
But yeah, it's because we were talking about this. Like, one of my biggest problems with ESPN is when they reported the Incognito thing, they kept referring to Incognito, who was white, and Jonathan Martin, who was black.
Same way George Zimmerman was white until he became white Hispanic, whatever the fuck that is.
And it's to me, it's like, it's more offensive.
I like how they had to sneak that in, because if you saw George Zimmerman, he just looks like a fat guy buying Goya. And you have to be like, no, he's white too.
Just if one of our spats made national news because you called me a half.
Oh, I could only hope.
But then, like, some news outlet reported that, like, John Papagiorgio, who is white, and Howard, who is Asian, I would be more pissed at them. You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
just like, you definitely just mischaracterized my weight.
Yeah, just to...
You one-dropped
just
me.
Just to toe their
you
line.
Straight up just one-dropped me.
Yeah, just to toe their line and prove a fucking agenda they have. That's all it is, man.
But it's more offensive, I think, from the media to do that to half the...
I'm with you, too.
So, anyway.
The white fucking media at the end of the day, let's be honest. This isn't Jet Magazine getting all this shit out here. You all right? What are you texting?
I'm reading about the best brunch places in D.C. because I'm over this conversation.
Well, we can tap out.
Matt Hatter.
No, I'm into the show. I'm just into the out of this conversation. George Zimmerman.
So you love us. You're just not in love with us.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing right now.
I thought
now.
You already knew that by how I sneak out after you fall asleep.
Well, we're actually done. I think we've got...
No! I feel like there should be so much more.
No. We got a lot of show
The people
left.
Want more. I'm only here for a limited time. They want
you
more.
You got one
arena.
More? What, another week or something?
Yeah.
Another episode?
No, one more storyline. That's kind of a buzzkill, man. Ending
yeah.
on. That's racist.
He wants to get out of here and go play with his new box.
No, I already have like...
And I'm not talking about the girlfriend.
Two Xboxes in the house. We're fine. I don't know. I got, let's see.
What else you got on the list, man? Let's do one last one and then,
All right. They we'll cast the new
day.
Wonder Woman.
No.
No, that's
really? I don't
want to
do that.
You don't want to hear about that? I had a
no.
good bit. I'm trying to remember where
save
I
it for next.
Fucking posted
unless it's Selena Gomez and she got murdered during
no,
the
it's a real quick
filming.
One.
They, I don't give a fuck.
They cast this Israeli broad, Gal Gadot, and she's kind of flat. Like, she's foxy. She's in a bunch of the Fast and Furious shit. R.I.P. Paul Walker, by the way. I had so many unfollows because I had made a Paul Walker joke. There, we can do that as a finale.
No, because that shit's sad, and people did say a lot of stupid shit about him, and they're like...
It's Twitter. Everyone makes dumb jokes. And a guy
acting.
Who's in a racing movie, and he dies in a fiery Porsche crash? Come on. That would be like Schwarzenegger gets hunted by an alien.
So you should make fun of it?
Or killed by a fucking cyborg from the future.
I mean,
yeah, but... Schwarzenegger's not a good person.
But they're just dumb comments. It's not like anyone's taking a stencil
and putting
this on his
tombstone.
Can
you wait like a week and then say it?
No, everyone wants to get the tweet out immediately.
What
no
did
bullshit.
You say?
I think like 6 or 7 unfollows because I said J.J. Walker must be heartbroken that he outlived his son Paul or something like that.
Who's J.J.?
The guy who said dynamite in good times. He's a fucking 60-year-old black man.
Maybe they were
boyfriend.
Just like...
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they thought you were going senile, and they're like, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
Got a bunch of, I was tweeting about, if they had Twitter during the JFK assassination.
You would have gotten lots of unfollows.
Well, not just that. Yeah, I would have been on the bandwagon. Do you know how tasteless people would have been? Like, we looked back 50
years. That was actually
years.
A different time, man.
That's what I'm saying. 50 years ago, people would hear the news about JFK, and they were physically ill. Like, it shook them to their core. An era died.
Yeah, because he was making a difference in our country.
He dies today. People just, it's who can get out the best 140 character zinger.
I mean, here's the flip of it. I guess
two bullets or why aren't you a good shot, Oswald, etc.
Just like I said on Facebook, if you have nothing nice to say, then shut the fuck up because nobody really cares.
Oh, that's a deep one from Marina.
I mean, does it bother you that people unfollow you?
Deep ones from Davinsky. That's what we're going to call that segment.
Does
That's
it really,
actually how I got through college.
Does it really
bother me? People get pissy and unfollow. I unfollow people just because they tweeted 10 times in 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes.
I mean, you can't take, people just unfollow. Like, I'll say this. I wasn't offended, but I was annoyed when... I want to be loved.
If we're going to go that far, yes, I want to be loved.
Dave Brubeck died last year.
Oh, no. So he just took five and then the rest of Infinity, too.
I can't tell you how many stupid Take Five jokes there were. And I'm just like, are none of you looking at the rest of your Twitter feed for every Dave Brubeck, like commemorative tweet?
I would only be pissed.
All insist on Take Five. Like, why do you have to make the Take Five pun?
If
it's just why? He wrote a song called Take Five. That's what he's most famous for. It's a great song.
How did the song go?
You know that song, yeah.
Everyone's heard Take Five.
And it's so fucking annoying to like see your Twitter feed just blow up with puns about like, this man's life is over.
Not to say I'm a weird kid. I used to get shit-faced to Take Five when I was like 13.
That explains so much about your brain development. Now.
So like that was the first time I got desensitized to tweets about dead celebrities. Because I mean like, yes, here's a young guy who died and like, a tragic way. People are going
to
make jokes about it.
What happened?
Oh, Dave Brubeck was just old as shit.
Yeah, he's a fossil.
Oh.
I'm saying like with this other
guy.
I haven't even watched those movies. I don't know who this is. This story hasn't even registered with me.
I think number 5 was on HBO recently, and I saw the second half of that. Whichever one, they're driving a safe through the streets. I'm a locksmith, so I was like, oh, okay, I'll stay for that.
Those movies were entertaining, but that's not why I think it was upsetting that he passed. It's because he was doing good shit.
He's apparently a good dude,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
But
he traveled to other countries and was literally, like, help people, like, went and touched sick people on, like, anything anyone would do in this country. And when he died, they were holding a charity event for raising money for the Philippine victims.
Yeah, I think people were just... From my perspective, it's a dumb joke. No one means anything by it. If anything you say online...
If it's a dumb
online,
joke and it's not actually funny,
anything
then
said
just
online,
it
just really doesn't matter one way or the other.
Save
like
it
your
for your
positive
diary.
Thoughts about Paul Walker, anyone who was saying good shit about him, no one got off their fucking ass to like write a card to the family. No one did anything.
Like
that
we know their
actually,
address.
You could find something, I'm sure.
Okay, well...
If you really care.
Actually, I'm sure if he was that much of a generous donor...
How about all the little fuckers who got up in arms about it donated to the charities? He's like, no one did that shit. Because they want to get up in arms really easily about dumb, easy things. They don't want to realize it's just fucking loud noises
nothing,
in a tiny room.
I said nothing until all these people were trying to post stupid shit and...
Oh no!
It's like,
I know
what the fuck
a
have
lot
you done
people,
with your life that you're so high and mighty, and you need to.
And then
go
I would come
and,
back and say, like, what have you done that you get to condemn these people? It's again just text. It means
some
nothing.
Just want a better world.
So you're gonna tweet about it. You're gonna post
no,
a Facebook
I didn't
post about it.
The only time I wrote anything was like the next day, and I got sick of like 10 posts about. Oh, who the fuck cares? Well, if you care so little, then don't post anything.
Yeah, but
I just
you
wrote
should care
something.
So little that you don't post about their post. You see what I'm saying? It's all the same shit.
You're right. At that point, I was just, like, annoyed. And
if you're part of the Facebook world, that's what you're doing. It's all Facebook noise. It's just chatter. It doesn't matter.
Well, the people that constantly write negative shit, I just block them.
Well, that's fine. You should do that. My feed is, like, 8 people at this point. Just because people are spammy. I mean, I'm sick of seeing bit strips. That's it. Everyone's hidden from my feed. Fucking people have like dogs that lived and died for the entire time span they were hidden from my feed.
My dog died.
Oh yeah, I remember that. You got to go to like Hawaii for a week for it, right?
Whatever.
I remember when my
cat
died.
It's not like that made my dog come back.
I got to dig a hole in the backyard and throw its corpse in to feed the worms, and then I rented a movie.
Here's my real
same level of fun.
Here's my real online measure for if someone is allowed to make a joke about a dead celebrity. So if they do
if
it,
they have
and
fingers.
Then I write, no, here's, hear me out on this, John. Okay. So if my immediate response was then a joke about not even wanting to attend the person who wrote it when they died to go to their funeral, I'd just be like, I'd skip yours or something along those lines. You basically make a joke about them being dead and you not caring. If they can't laugh about it, they can go fuck themselves.
Whereas, oh, yeah, like, no, they can't be thin-skinned about that shit. They
exactly.
have to be just as callous as they are
exactly.
online, like, and take that.
Because if I threatened to, like, piss in the urn with your ashes, you would probably laugh about it. But,
great.
I mean, yeah.
I wish I'd be alive to see it.
That got all up in arms and, like, was like, fuck that guy. Like, okay, really, do you need to say fuck that guy?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He just died. But the day before, our friend posted something, and I made a joke, and her brother posted something, and I said, your mom did. And she, like, got all bent up because I said your mom did to her brother. And I was like, wow, you're just obviously a fucking cunt. Like, what else can I say about that?
I don't know. It just, it weirded me out. To be honest, yeah, it does feel like a slight rejection when a bunch of people unfollow you, even if it's just six or whatever, because you want to think, do you really believe I have any malice in my heart? Also, my joke was nothing like fuck Paul Walker. It was just some joke about his dumb last name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the same thing. I mean, yeah. Obviously. I thought you were like words.
No,
terrible.
But I mean, to me, got unfollows for it.
That's why I brought up the Dave Brubeck thing, because I'm just like, what you did was not even close to like these annoying take five posts to me. And I just unfollow people because I'm like, you're all doing the same joke. The first one I let go, but they're now 17 on my freaking feed.
By the way,
all unfollowed.
I'm so proud of us for having this conversation because everyone on Facebook was thinking it, but we're actually talking about it.
Ooh, that will be what we bill the show as.
Hard-hitting
what everyone
news.
Else is thinking about. We're talking about. But no one's ever put that out there before.
Honestly, like, you never know why people are actually unfollowing you. It might not just be because they're offended. It might really just be like
just
me.
I'm unfunny.
I mean, it's just... How many jokes do you think they probably saw on their Twitter feed, conversely? Because you tend to get people who are, like, into offensive humor, and it's just, like, that's one of those ones where...
Well, just be funny. That's
yeah,
all I
exactly.
ask, really.
Exactly.
I'm guessing a lot of sick fucks follow John.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you gotta stick around for a lot.
Porn stars. Lots of porn stars.
I used to have a couple of porn stars that followed me. I don't really...
Do they get AIDS and die?
I like that one. We can go out with that one. I think we did an hour anyhow. All right, you made it through Papa's basement.
It was a pleasure to be back.
As I tend to say lately, achievement unlocked. I'm John Papagiorgio, joined by Howard Flood and Arena Davinsky. Glad to have you back. How long are you in town again?
I'll be in town for another week.
So we'll do another set of these then.
I will try. The schlep here is kind of a hike.
Mm. Oh, see, and when you actually drive from point A to point B, you're okay. When you do that, it's 25 minutes.
No, next time we'll just come straight to the studio. And
okay, so you won't come here.
I'll know where it is this time. I won't have
via
to.
Via Bismarck.
All right. Wait, can I just leave off on this meme that
give
I
me
saw?
My $20, by the way. I remembered.
Tell me you don't
meme,
have...
Meme, by the way. Meme, not meme.
Tell me again how you don't have time to exercise,
it's
but
not
you
a
just
black
beat
dancer.
Level 341 of Candy Crush.
Yeah, yeah. Are you not... You're not exercising? We'll get to that another day. You seem to be doing all the fitness shit. You're all fit and glowy. You do have a glow to you.
I'm pregnant with quadruplets.
Wow. Oh. You are going
to... That's why my boobs are so small.
You are going to be trenched out when they come out.
Yeah, what's your excuse?
Callback. Nice. InPapasBasement.com. Go there for new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. Find the iTunes subscription link there. That's a huge thing. And Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Give us a like. I think we're at like 498.99. We're literally one or two short as I say this. So please do that. Please love me. Bye.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.